Here's the scenario. A tech company with several hundred employees who travel a lot wants to relocate. It's considering a move to one of five cities: Phoenix, San Diego, Denver, Austin, or San Antonio. We ask Brad Seitz, president of Topaz International, to look at which of those cities would be the most cost-effective for air travel. Seitz audits airfares for corporations.
We took 11 or 12 typical cities they may be traveling to, took a typical business trip, a couple of nights on the road, and took the cheapest fare that it would take to go between these different cities.
The destinations for our business travelers included airports in the New York, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco Bay Areas, Chicago and Seattle, and three international destinations, Mexico City, Beijing, and London. Seitz calculated the average of the fares, and here's what he found.
San Antonio, on average, was the highest of the average ticket price for these five cities.
And San Antonio's average ticket price wasn't just a little higher. It was $52 to $106 higher than average ticket prices in the other cities. Seitz says that could matter to a business.
A healthy-sized company where they're spending millions of dollars, even a $20 or $50 difference in an average ticket price can turn out to be quite a bit over time.
Seitz says the company would also be looking at how easy it is to reach travel destinations. San Antonio didn't offer nonstops at the lowest fares. A company that wanted nonstops might look at Phoenix and Denver, which are airline hubs and offered several.
Nonstop flights are less time for employees on the road, more time for their families.
Seitz's analysis is a snapshot in time, but it underscores other studies that show it often costs more to fly from San Antonio. That may be in part because there are fewer flights. Between 2010 and 2014, the number of departures from San Antonio by U.S. carriers dropped almost 5%, while the number of departures from nearby Austin Bergstrom rose by more than 21%. It all adds fuel to what Chamber of Commerce Chairman Henry Cisneros has said, that San Antonio's air service just isn't competitive.
Yes, ideally you want to attract more business, but right now we're actually not even keeping what we have.
AT&T left San Antonio for Dallas in 2008, citing a need for better air service. Cisneros doesn't want a repeat of history.
Lord knows we want to hold on to the likes of USAA and Valero and other big companies that are hooked into the nation and who are constantly bringing vendors in. And those people are the ones who really, really are pained by our airport situation. It is, I would say, quite serious.
Cisneros' recent reference to the airport as an Achilles heel for San Antonio's economy provoked a search for solutions among concerned city council members Wednesday.
So I kind of want to know why we got into this in the first place.
Mayor Ivy Taylor said she's met with the mayor of Austin to discuss building a regional airport that would serve both growing cities and others in between. Councilman Joe Cryer believes a regional airport would provide a good long-term fix.
Well, I think it's absolutely something we need to look at. In 25 years, which is how long it would take to build a regional airport, in 25 years, our current terminals will be old-fashioned. In 25 years, Austin's brand new airport will be old-fashioned. So the time to be thinking about what next is right now, because it will take us 25 years to figure out how to do something like that.
In the near term, however, San Antonio needs to convince airlines to provide more nonstops and routes, which in turn could lower prices. City Manager Cheryl Scully says she's created a position to do just that.
I have assigned one of our young and brightest budget innovation staffers out at the airport to work on this full time, to gather research and data.
Airport Director Frank Miller says the city already waives some landing and takeoff fees for airlines that expand service here. Cisneros has suggested the city go further by promising the airlines a number of paid seats.
That is to say, if they don't fill them themselves, the city would make up the balance and pay for a number of seats in order to assure the airline that that flight's going out full or nearly full.
Miller told council members other cities are doing that.
That's one of the ideas that needs to be discussed.
Next week, he plans to propose additional incentives to lure airline services as city and business leaders try to prevent San Antonio's airport from becoming a weak link that threatens a growing economy. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.